Hello, I'm Avery or Hazel or Kylie. You can just pick one, I don't care.
Hello, I am Lily.
And welcome to the From the Closet podcast. Today, we are covering Spirited Away, which was suggested by a friend of mine. I think I'm gonna just say their online name, which is Moonstone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. Obviously, this podcast will contain spoilers for Spirited Away, so you will find a link in the description below to the Just Watch page for this movie, which itself will have links to every place you can rent, purchase, or stream it. For us here in the US, it is on HBO Max. Also in the description is a link to our Patreon, where you can vote on future episodes of the show, as well as get access to episodes before they release, as well as early access to episodes of our sister show, Off the Shelf, which is about books, and that podcast is exclusive to YouTube and Patreon. Also in the description is a link to Spotify for Podcasters, which itself has links to every platform that this podcast is on, as well as links to our Instagram and Twitter, where you can be notified when we release a new episode.
Huh.
What?
So I know you were gonna ask me to spin the wheel, so I already did it. One while we were after we started. Cars
Hold on
2.
before you tell me
Oh.
what it has. Well, too late now.
Yeah.
Okay. You can join us tomorrow for Dragon Ball Z Abridged Season 3. And then Lily kind of already said it. You can join us next week for Cars 2 and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4. I'm glad we're getting to movies that I've never seen. But did we have to get to Cars 2?
Yeah, do we? Come on, Cars 2, really? Couldn't have
But
been
yeah.
a different movie.
Yeah. Couldn't have been literally anything else.
But it's part of the job. The job description literally says
Yeah.
one day you'll have to cover Cars 2.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a part of me that's morbidly curious as to how bad it is because people always say it's Pixar's worst movie.
I think the movie has a big prominence of just why. You could have made so many different things. Why this?
Yeah, but anyway, please get out if you'd like to avoid spoilers for Spirited Away because we're going to start talking about the movie now. So, Lily kind of already knows this, but for a long time I had thought I had seen this movie, and that's because I was getting it confused with another movie that was called Spirit and was about a horse. There's some more to the title, but I can't remember. Most people just referred to it as Spirit.
So this was like just a brand new experience for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I mean it's a Ghibli movie, so of course there's a lot of fun to be had. There's a certain feeling you get with Ghibli movies that you don't really get from other movies, but this one feels kind of like more this one feels like it has more stakes to it than something like My Neighbor Totoro or Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going off of like a scale of stakes, My Neighbor Totoro is probably like the least of it all. At least until the final act, because that's literally the only stake that happened in that movie. But I mean, yeah, this
Yeah.
just cranked both of the, like, if you took stakes from both of those and just cranked that up to 11.
Right, yeah. It's there's actually like serious consequences for actions in the movie, which I really like. I'm not gonna say that this is my favorite Ghibli movie that I've seen. Honestly, I still think I like Howl's Moving Castle more, as well as The Secret World of Arrietty. But we haven't covered either of those movies.
And those are two movies I still have not watched.
Right? And it's kind of weird too, since you watch The Owl House and it literally has a Howl's Moving Castle reference.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever. We're gonna cover, like, almost every Ghibli movie if we can. And it's a good thing most of them are available on HBO Max. But yeah, see, now I'm trying to remember the main character's, like, actual name, and I can't. Like, I remember they called her Sen when she was in that
place. Oh my god, place, I had it on, like, the tip of my, like, tip of my head.
I know it started with, like, C-H,
Oh, wait, Chihiro!
That's it.
God, another, character shared that name. Because I would not have gone that otherwise.
What other character?
A character from Danganronpa.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's something, I guess. But, like, I really liked the, how you didn't really get a vibe or get a handle on what really was going on. You didn't know who Chihiro was going to actually be able to trust.
Yeah, the movie shifted a lot. The internal conflict, well, you obviously knew what had to be done, that parents had to become not pigs this time, but what the process of that was clouded.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, there's some predictability to this movie. Like, for some reason, I was easily able to predict that, like, when her parents started eating that food, I literally predicted they would turn into pigs. I don't know why.
Well, there was something I suggested with, the sin of gluttony does have, its roots in pigs and hogs. Or
Later on, I was also kind of thinking that, like, the witch's test would be asking Chihiro if she remembers her name. Because they kind of made a big deal about remembering your name in the movie.
Yeah, I guess you have to remember your name to leave, but that's all I really got.
Yeah.
There's another thing, too. Is, I don't know, I feel like in the back of my mind while I was watching this movie, having to pick what pigs were her actual parents was going to be something that happened, because there was that nightmare.
Yeah. Which, you know, to be honest, I wasn't actually sure was a nightmare. Like, I know the next scene is her waking up and being like, oh, what a nightmare. But I wasn't entirely sure if I could trust that.
It, I mean, what can you really trust in this movie? It's definitely,
yeah,
played off quite eerily. And I think...
For sure, for sure.
And that's what Studio Ghibli is really good at. This is kind of like... I don't want to say spirit world, but... This is where spirits come to hang out. And they make that scenery perfect. That eeriness to... I guess more or less the land of the dead. Or not... Spirits dead sometimes, not really.
I know the entrance to that place kind of reminded me of how you would sometimes see paintings of an entrance on a wall in, like, cartoons and shit, but there actually wouldn't be any entrance there. It's just a painting, and it tricks people into walking or driving straight into a wall.
Avery, are you referencing a Looney Tunes bit?
I mean, the Looney Tunes might have done it too, but it's certainly not unique to the Looney Tunes.
At the very least, I'm pretty sure that's where it's the most well-known.
Yeah. I mean, the way that entrance looked, like, that's what it reminded me of.
Honestly, through the entirety of the entrance, the statues all over the place, I could tell immediately, like, this is a place of spiritual significance. So,
yeah,
I don't know where the fuck these parents were like, damn, what a nice theme park.
Yeah, they were acting kind of weird. They almost seemed kind of sus to me.
Yeah, they kind of, I'm not going to say bad parents because they're on, like, less. The amount of screen time they had was so insignificant. At the very least, and I'm just talking about their human forms and not when they're shown as pigs.
Right. Regarding the boy whose name I also can't fucking remember.
I mean, his true name was quite long. So let's just call him Lake Spirit.
Well, he was a river spirit, I believe.
Oh, goddamn, you're right. Lake, river, there's a difference I probably don't care enough to learn.
I mean, I genuinely don't know how you wouldn't know the difference between a lake and a river.
I'm pretty sure one of them is bigger. Pretty sure it's the lake that's... No.
Yeah, lakes also typically don't, like, flow anywhere. Like, a river is long and narrow.
Oh, I see.
And typically, like, it'll feed into a lake or an ocean or a gulf or whatever. But a lake is just a big area in the middle of land filled with water. Rivers will feed into and out of.
Look at this. Look at this water.
Yeah. It from the closet, ladies and gentlemen, giving out geography. Well...
Geography lessons. I was busy learning how tornadoes and earthquakes are made.
Be sure to come back next week for lessons on how espionage works.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are covering Cars 2.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
True. But, I mean, I don't really think we talk much about the espionage side of it.
But we could have.
Yeah. We could have. Instead, that one's more on robotics and simulations and psychological horror.
Yeah, you haven't watched it. You wouldn't understand.
Right, but anyway, yeah, with this movie, I did really enjoy this river spirit character, you know, getting back to what I was talking about before we went on this tangent. I thought it was pretty interesting, and also, like, there was that whole thing where, like, Chihiro broke a spell that was, like, laid on him, with, like, love, and... They don't really
dive into it.
Make it. Yeah, they don't really dive into it, and it's not necessarily ever stated that it's romantic love at all.
No, in fact, let's be honest, they probably never saw each other again.
Probably not, no.
An interesting thing to focus on, would you not agree?
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. You know, I did find out much later after watching Howl's Moving Castle that it was based on a book.
Huh.
And I'm wondering if this one is, too.
Does make me curious now that you mention it.
Yeah, because if this is based on a book, I'm definitely going to read it at some point. But yeah, I think in terms of... like, Ghibli movies that I've watched, I think this one's probably better than My Neighbor Totoro or Kiki's Delivery Service, But I don't think it's as good as The Secret World of Arrietty or Howl's Moving Castle. So right in the middle. But I still think all of those movies are good. So, like, it's not like, oh, My Neighbor Totoro's the worst one in the... Like, My Neighbor Totoro's the worst one in the list because it's bad. It's just...
Yeah, they're all good. They're all sitting on golden thrones while Cars 2 is kissing at their feet.
I mean, supposedly Studio Ghibli has made a bad movie. I'm hearing a lot of people say Earwig and the Witch is their worst movie. I haven't seen it.
I mean, no one... Mistakes will always happen. Not like you can be perfect right all the time.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're Jesus, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus isn't in the business of making movies, though.
Didn't he die before he could even have the chance to make a mistake?
He was like 30 or 33, I can't remember.
Huh.
So, no.
I don't know much of those stories.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly if he was 30 or 33 when he was killed.
And it's sad. He died without watching any Studio Ghibli movie. A sad life indeed.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. This movie, I really found that it kept me wondering what was going to happen and kept me wondering how much of what was said was true. Like, could Chihiro trust the river spirit? Could she trust the Lin character or the boiler guy? Whose name I also can't remember. I'm really bad at remembering names unless I feel like I remember characters' names a lot easier if I watch a movie twice.
I mean, the property of stuff would deem, yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, and I mean, like, I just watched this movie today and, like, fucking hell. Sometimes I'll even just, sometimes, you know, to get ready for the podcast, I'll be like, okay, I gotta remember this character's name. This character's name is blah, 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 blah. And then when we get to the podcast, completely forgotten it.
I watched this yesterday at 6 a.m.
Jesus Christ, Lily.
Well, at the time, I was at a friend's house. And I stayed the night and I was like, God damn, I need to watch this for the recording today. So I had to...
Did they watch it with you?
No, I in fact watched it while he was still sleeping. I usually wake up before him.
Neat. Although, I'm not sure I recall you ever waking up that early.
I also apparently wake up early at his house.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's harder to sleep in an environment that's different than the one that you usually sleep in.
No, but I have gotten quite used to his reclining couch.
Yeah, I just mean that a lot of the time, if you're sleeping somewhere you don't normally sleep, it can either take you longer to fall asleep, or you might wake up earlier.
Both things happen, actually. Well, actually, now that I think about it, it's taking long to go to sleep is just it's just normal.
But yeah, it's like it's some kind of psychological thing, and I don't really know why it happens. Like, even if you... Like, even if you are physically in the same place, but you turn around, the same thing happens.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, it is really weird.
But yeah, psychologically, psych lessons aside, there's some other things in this movie that's worth talking about.
I did find it a little predictable that when, like, her parents were freed and she went out to meet them, for them it was going to feel like no time had passed.
Oh yeah, I mean,
although
that just
it seems like time had passed anyway without them realizing it.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know how much time's actually passed.
I mean, long enough for, like, vegetation to grow, and, like, dust to settle, like, on and in their car.
Yeah, because it only felt like a few days had passed in the movie.
Well, to be fair, if it was springtime, a few days would be all it takes.
True.
Because, I mean, springtime, that pollen gets every fucking where.
It's interesting. You know what's interesting about this movie?
What's that?
The more and more I feel about it, I feel like the parents were, like, being attracted to that place.
I mean, that was the vibe I got. Like, that they were in some kind of a spell or a trance.
But of course.
Well, yeah.
You know, the person that turned them into pigs, what they said is they not exactly wanted to do that. They just do it to pesky humans if you get too close. They run a nice spirit establishment. No of these mucky humans allowed.
Can we talk about the no face?
Oh, that was creepy.
That very much reminded me of Ko, the face stealer from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah, it reminds me of that guy, but if he just started eating people instead of stealing faces.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, like, he didn't use the mouth on his face to actually eat people.
Yeah, that's another creepy thing.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that one kid from Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children who had, like, a mouth on the back of his neck.
Though, that could be the same thing. Not that. The spirit you're talking about in Avatar Last Airbender.
They could be based on the same thing, yeah.
Just a thought.
I mean, yeah, Avatar does take a lot of inspiration from, like, East Asian culture, so... I mean, we're talking about a Ghibli movie, which, you know, is directly from East Asian
culture.
Yeah. You know, I'm very curious when this movie came out. I'd never researched that at all.
I actually have the tab for it, so let me just scroll up, and I said let me scroll, where the fuck is it? 2001.
2001.
Yeah.
So, this would be between the Matrix movies, I believe? Between Matrix 1 and 2?
Yes. Though I don't know why you bring up the Matrix movies for reference.
Just to kind of get a vibe here. I'm not sure if I've... something I want to do is make a list where... I just, like, this is the best movie from this year. And, like, I want to do a list like that for every year from 2000 up to now.
I see. You know,
but...
It's interesting.
But I remember... Sorry, I wanted to finish my thought. I remember starting this project and getting stumped somewhere quite early on. Just because, like, I wasn't going to list a movie as the best of that year if I hadn't at least seen three movies that came out that year.
Hmm. I was going to mention how you made this thing on our spreadsheet and had all the movies we ever covered. By the way, are you still updating that?
I have not been updating that, no.
Right, yeah. Anyway, but it also displayed, it was organized even by when it was released. And there was quite a lot of movies that just formed a straight year line. Not, there was no gaps.
Yeah. Although I think we did come across a gap in, like, 2007.
Yeah.
Where I...
Very little gaps, I should say.
Yeah, like, I think... I don't think we've covered any movies from 2007.
I don't know. We still have that updating to do, but I bet you're right.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, we've actually covered movies from 2020.
Yeah. Though we haven't covered a movie from, like, 2023, and I have seen a movie from 2023.
I have too. Although the movie I saw was Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Yeah, have we seen, have we covered a movie from 2022? I don't think so. Yes, we have, Bad Guys.
And Turning Red.
That's another one too. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Turning Red was the one that I thought of. I didn't immediately think of the Bad Guys, but...
I find it funny how we, like, the first thing we thought of were just two different movies.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what movies we would have covered from 2021, and I can't think of anything. First, like, was there a Pixar... wait, Luca. I think Luca Soul? Was 2021. No, Soul was 2020.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Yeah, Luca must have been, because obviously it was in between Soul and Turning Red.
Yeah, and we haven't covered Lightyear yet, so. But yeah, this movie, I think this movie would be a strong candidate for my pick for 2001 in that overall list.
I wonder if there was any other banger movies in 2001.
It's something I'd have to look into. I do know that this movie won some kind of Academy Award.
Huh.
Do you think you could look up what that was?
Yeah, but also, you want to know something else that released in 2001?
What's that?
Shrek.
Oh, shit. Damn, this movie's got some pretty good competition.
Let me go to reception, I believe. Oh, shit. Oh my god. Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of, like, Japanese awards here, so I don't know, like, if there's any specific thing you want me to look into?
Well, see, like, people have said Academy Award, which is what's, like, leading me to believe, like, an Oscar.
The 75th Academy Awards. Best Animated Feature, Spirited Away, won. In 2003.
Yeah, this was... Wait, 2003?
Yes.
That doesn't quite make sense, because this movie came out in 2001.
Interesting. Yeah. It did come out in 2001, originally.
I'm guessing the English dub came out in 2002?
If I had... I don't know that for certain. But knowing the facts that I know on that's just on the table, that's likely.
Okay, so I mean, regardless, this thing won Best Animated Feature. And, like, this was before the Oscars got to be the way they are now, where they don't respect animation anymore.
Oh, and also, while we're on the topic, in 2001, 2002, there's a lot of awards that were being listed. And on the result, it's just a sea of green. It's just 1, 1, 1, 1. Like, barely any just nominated. It's just 1.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that this movie had ended up being on, like, the big top 100 anime of all time, according to the international anime audience. That was, like, this big poll done back in, like, I want to say it was 2017, where people could pick their 5 favorite anime, whether it was shows or movies. And this movie ended up being somewhere in the top 100, along with 2 others. And I know one of the 2 others was Howl's Moving Castle. I can't remember what the other one was.
Oh, hey, A3.
But the guy...
Sorry, I'll let you finish.
Yeah, the guy who arranged the entire poll, which got something like several hundred thousand votes, so it was a pretty good way to figure out what the international community liked. He, in his video going through, he was like, yeah, I was wondering where the hell this was going to be, because we saw like the 2 other Ghibli movies down there. Where's the Academy Award winner?
So,
but yeah, you were saying.
I also saw another thing, Tokyo Anime Award, and I mean, this could be an insignificant event, but because it's Tokyo, I'm just gonna be saying, I'm assuming that this could be at the very least, something interesting, like the Academy Awards, you know, like this is a big award. Well, it got Animation of the Year, Best Art Direction, Best Character Design, Best Director, Best Music, Best Screenplay, Best Voice Actor, and Notable Entry from that award academy.
So in terms of music, I don't think I really paid attention to the score at all to notice if it was good or not.
Clearly, some people think it is.
In terms of voice acting, I'm going to assume we both watched the dub.
Yeah.
Okay. I really did enjoy Chihiro's voice actor. I thought she killed that role.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely,
As far as, like,
scared voice, but had, like, determination behind it.
I feel like... For the others, like, for all the other characters, they do their job well enough. But to me, her voice actor really stood out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I kind of like the voice actor for them. The Boiler Man was very interesting, but also, the Witch.
I mean, it was fine to me. But yeah, I think I've said just about all I want to say.
I mean, yeah, I guess there's nothing else to say other than if you haven't watched it, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, like, go watch it. So, let's get into the critic ratings.
Why, of course. IMDb gives it a 8.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 97%. Common Sense Media gives it 5 out of 5. And 95% of Google users like this movie. Also, I'm just adding as an added bonus. You know how in Google pages, there's like the people also ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one, the first thing is, why is Spirited Away so famous?
So I think I'm going to give this movie an 8.8.
Yeah, sorry, I was just, thinking about what in the world. Honestly, I said I was going to premeditate, and then I forgot to. I think it was just too early. And hearing that, I'm just like, I'm just going to follow it up with the same thing, because that's exactly how I feel.
So, also an 8.8?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, that should do it for today's episode of From the Closet. You can join us tomorrow for Dragon Ball Z Abridged Season 3, and next week for Cars 2 and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4. But until then, I've been Avery, that's been Lily, and we will be seeing you.